The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kaming with Rose Gray. It is Tropical Cocktails Day, so yeah. What a better day to talk travel, because nothing better than being on a beach with a drink in your hand.
Hey, and this is perfect because Fox World Travel is featuring Apple Vacation, myself and Terry Norquist on the 29th of June. That's coming up. That's Tuesday, where we are going to be doing It's About Time for Fun and Sun. And that is sponsored by Apple Vacations, and we are going to be talking about all things tropical, all-inclusive vacations. So we're going to hit on many of the destinations that you can fly to nonstop from Milwaukee this upcoming season. That includes Cancun, Riviera Maya, Cabo San Lucas, Punta Cana, and Jamaica. We're going to hit up on why you should do an all-inclusive, what's included in an all-inclusive, is it good to bundle these things up, should I do my airfare separately, are transfers included, how should I do my excursions, all of those things are going to be covered, and you can sign up online by going to foxworldtravel.com, hit our resources tab, and you will find vacation, travel, shows, and events, and there it's about time for sun and fun.
I have to sign up for that one. We're going to Punta Cana, and my mom was so excited to hear that it could go direct from Milwaukee.
Yep.
We don't have to go to Chicago to get that direct flight. You know, we can go out of Milwaukee.
It's never a deal breaker for me, but it's always a perk when you can go out of Milwaukee.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
makes it a little easier.
We're feeling good about that. Also, great news from Hawaii on Thursday night. They will no longer require COVID-19 tests for vaccinated travelers starting July 8th. So this has been a big, big issue for all of those people that have been traveling to Hawaii, because what do I need? What kind of test? If I go to the Big Island, will that be included? What if I go to Maui? They've got different rules. So there are some definite stipulations and different requirements for kids. So make sure that you understand that. But right now, as a blanket statement, basically they're coming out and saying if you've received your COVID vaccine, be it the one shot or the two shots, and you have proof of that, and basically the way that you have proof of it is you have the card. We all know about the card.
That was my next question. Like,
but also they have an app which is called Hawaii's Safe Travels, and it's an app that you download, and then you put a picture of it on that app as well. So you need to do both of those things. But that is just excellent news because, it, as I said, it's been a little bit confusing as of late, and now we've got some direction.
More and more things opening up. I hear cruises are starting back up.
Today. Yeah. Today, for those of you who know, I love Captain Kate. Captain Kate McHugh, she is the only female captain of a major cruise line. She is sailing the Celebrity Edge. Celebrity is in the Royal Caribbean group. They're leaving out of Port Everglades today.
It's exciting.
It is very exciting. They're doing a lot of celebrating. And again, different rules for different cruise lines. And this is why you want to work with a travel professional so you can have all that information. And when it changes, and you notice I said when, not if, we've got somebody there that can help you.
Right. FoxWorldTravel.com. Easiest way to get in touch with them. Just send an email that way.
Yep. Or really 866-GO-FOX-GO. It's super easy to remember. We're there 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and can help you with all of those things. So sign up online for It's About Time for Sun and Fun, or if all of that sounds blah, 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 I just want to call 866-GO-FOX-GO.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line to get in touch with us today and get your answers questions answered is 855-616-1620. All things travel. Let's talk about it. Let's get you on the line and get you on with Rose here. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
It's 9:16, Dayton Canaan with Rose Gray, 67 on the way up to a high of 79 today. Going to be some showers out there, though, so be ready for those. You can hit us up with your questions. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620, and we do have Jackie from New Berlin on the line. Good morning, Jackie. What's your question for Rose?
Okay, I cruise from Rome with NCL Dawn was canceled, and that was November 21st. This year. Anyway, I'm just wondering why NCL canceled so many of their cruises.
It could easily be that they just feel like they can't meet the requirements to go into the various ports of call, and they may have needed that ship to go somewhere else. So so you were scheduled to leave on the 21st of November of this year.
Correct.
And when
and
did
they
you
cancel? Go ahead.
When did you get the cancel notice?
I got it on Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm thinking what happened is they had some Athens and some Rome departures planned, and they have different protocol than some of the other cruise lines, and I'm guessing they felt like they could not make it work, and so they're going to reposition those ships and put it somewhere else. Did they give you good options as far as refunds or rebooking?
Not really. They said 10% off the next cruise.
Okay.
And I have non-refundable Delta tickets.
Oh.
So I'm not sure if it's the Epic that's sailing out of Rome a day earlier. They're still traveling, but they can't. I don't know what they're going to do about that either.
Yeah. So what you can also do is, for the longest time since the pandemic, major airlines, including Delta, have certainly been still issuing non-refundable tickets. But unlike in the past, where an international ticket like that would have had at least a $250 fee to change it, they no longer have fees to change it. You just have to pay, if there's additional fare, you have to pay that. Okay. So at least that's good news that you'll be able to reuse those Delta tickets.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Jackie. Keep trying.
Let's stick on that cruise line here. We do have a question that says, how are cruise lines dealing with that strict new Florida law that both prohibits them from requiring vaccinations and prohibiting them from discriminating against those who are not vaccinated?
Right. So this Ron DeSantis governor situation, so the government decided that the CDC actually can't enforce that. So these are all, this is sort of like, try to think of a cruise line as being a private business.
Right.
If I'm running a private business, even though the state of Wisconsin and the city of Milwaukee might have said nobody needs masks anymore, I can still mandate a mask.
Right.
So the cruise line gets to do whatever they need to do to for business as usual, let's put it that way. So we'll see. I mean, all eyes right now are on that Celebrity Edge that's going out of Port Everglades to see how this all is going to go down. And when all of the crew member have been on TikTok and have been on Facebook and have been on Twitter and have been on Instagram, because they're blasting social media with this, every crew member's got a mask on.
Okay.
So, you know, that's kind of standard procedures. They're also showing how the buffet is going to work. Lots of people who are cruise lovers love those buffets, and they're worried about how that's going to be. There's still going to be buffets, but instead of reaching in and grabbing things yourself, either they're going to be serving you, and, you know, you hand them the plate, and they do it, or they have lots of things already pre-plated.
Okay.
And then in a display case or in a refrigerated case.
So you're
and
not scooping above everything yourself. They have it all covered for you.
Yep. So
makes sense.
I do. And will there be some hiccups? Of course, by all means, for sure. We know that's going to happen. But it's just a matter right now of them getting back on track. And just like Jackie had the experience, this doesn't mean that if you've got a cruise anywhere in the world booked for the remainder of 2021, it's going to happen. That's certainly still up for grabs. We still don't always know that that's going to happen. So it's really just best to, I guess, be prepared for what may come.
Next question, is global entry worth it if you're only going to Canada right now?
Yeah, probably not. I mean, I'm a big fan of global entry, and bad on me for not having it yet. I mean, I had every intention of getting the TSA approval, and then I changed my mind and I was going to do global entry. People say, why don't you have global entry, Rose? Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. I travel so much with groups that if everybody in the group doesn't have it, and they don't and they won't, right. I've got to stay with the group. So the advantage of global entry is I get to blow by those lines and go right to the global entry machines and continue on. Truthfully, those also have been down during the pandemic.
Oh,
so
okay.
that hasn't been helping as well. Difference between TSA approval and the global entry is, you know, you want to be, you TSA pre-approval, man, that's golden, right? When you're getting to the airport and sometimes you get lucky, right? You get a little stamp on your boarding pass that says you got it. Yeah. But that's $85 for 5 years. And that's a great option. But if you do global entry, it's $100 for 5 years. You get the TSA pre-approval and you get to do global entry when you're traveling internationally. But to answer the tax question, coming back from Canada, I don't know if that would be so helpful or not.
All right. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We're going to take a break. More questions with Rose Gray. It's the Fox World Travel Show. Back next here on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane, in with Rose Gray, 925. Rose, somebody's asking if you're going to be announcing any ALG vacations in the near future.
Yeah, so for those of you who are Fox fans, and I know there's thousands of you, you're familiar with a big sale we do every July, and we are working on it. I've been teasing it on commercials all month long. We don't have all of the details. I don't have all of the specifics, but I can tell you this. There are going to be some good deals to be had, and we are going to be featuring our nonstop service out of Milwaukee. So that's going to be Cancun/Riviera Maya, Cabo San Lucas, Jamaica, and Punta Cana. Those are going to be the four destinations that we're going to have nonstop service from Milwaukee. Punta Cana and Cancun, I believe, are out of Chicago. Chicago used to give us a couple other options like Huatulco, Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, Ixtapa. None of that, as far as we know it right now. They're taking the four most popular, and that's what we're doing. So we know that some of the big brands, who shall remain nameless for the moment, usually partner with Fox, and we have Fox exclusive offers. So you just want to keep listening. Soon I will be able to announce it. But my advice to people who are waiting for that sale to start, it is certainly okay for you to reach out, 866-GO-FOX-GO, heard Rose on the radio, or familiar with the fact that you've done these in the past. Can you let me know when this is happening? We're thinking about going to blank. Many people have got plans in the place. They've got ideas about where they want to go. And once that news hits, we can hit them up.
Nice. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Dee has a question. It says, can you recommend a group trip that is escorted to New York City for this year? Air, hotel, etc., all included.
Yeah. So we don't have any that are actually Fox branded trips like that, but we certainly do have tour companies who have beefed up their domestic itinerary choices for 2021, and we would fly you out there and you would meet the group out there. So Globus Family of Brands has that, Insight Vacations has that, a number of other of our preferred vendors have those. So again, reach out to one of us, and one of our travel agents will get more information for you. 866-GO-FOX-GO, because you know it's going to be a matter of what's going to be included with regard to the Broadway's opening up in September.
Yeah.
So, you know, can we get tickets? Will we get tickets? What else will we see? What else will we do? You know, that kind of a thing. So, and there may be more to the trip than just New York City itself. You may be, you know, going out into the countryside. You may do upstate New York. You may do a few other things as well. But yeah, we have a number of different companies that do offer trips like that.
Never hurts to pick up the phone and get on the radar. Let them know what you're looking for.
Precisely.
Another question here. Kreskin, time to get out that crystal ball. It says, do you think the Canadian border will be open for fishing trips in August?
You know, I'm going to stick my neck out here. I feel like something's on the horizon for July. I feel like we're going to get some kind of, you might need a negative COVID test. I'm not saying that that's not going to be a possibility, but I feel like we're going to start seeing some border opening happening sometime in July.
The Canadians are finally going to let us in.
I guess. They should. My goodness.
Okay.
We want to come.
Yes, we do. We want to be there with you guys. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Let's see. We are going to take a break and jump over to the WTMJ News Center. Alex Crow in with us. Good morning, Alex.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
934. My name is Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray, Bucks are going through the playoffs. The Brewers are in first place. It's an exciting time.
It was really fun being a Wisconsin sports fan yesterday.
Yes, yeah. It was.
Hey, I just want to interrupt real quick because we did have somebody that texted and said, well, how do you apply for global entry? So if you go to www. My kids say I don't need to say that anymore. C as in Charlie, B as in Baker, P as in Peter, .gov. Okay, that's Customs and Border Protection.
CBP.
CBP.gov. Okay. You will find a place there that has travel, and then you will find how to apply for global entry. Basically, you create a trusted traveler program account. You set it all up. You log in. You apply. There's a $100 non-refundable fee. So if you get turned down, too bad, so sad. They accept your application. They review your application. And then you need to go in person for an interview at a global entry office. And in Wisconsin, we have one, and it's at the airport.
Okay.
Okay?
We can do that. All right. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Barb from Sheboygan on the line. Good morning, Barb. What's your question?
Hello. I was wondering if there was still availability for your Antarctica trip and a few questions about that trip.
There are. And actually, I had a long list from the group department who said, hey, if you can, could you please possibly talk about Ireland, Hawaii, Switzerland, and your Antarctica trip? And I always feel a little self-serving when I do that because it's, of course, the trip that I'm going to be on. But yes, there is still space available, and I would love to have you.
Okay. What is the longest flight?
The flight between Chicago and Ushuaia. Now, we still don't have all of our airfare worked out for that one, so we may be doing an Atlanta connection to Ushuaia. So then it would be Atlanta to Ushuaia.
Okay. I guess
how long of a flight is it?
How about you buy a business class ticket?
Slow down. What was that?
Yeah, I said you could always buy a business class ticket.
That'd be comfy, right?
Yeah. We'll see what the difference is. I know what those are.
Yeah.
You know my husband.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Barb. Hopefully you go on that trip.
We can maybe get together and discuss this in close in more detail.
We could also gang up on him. That would be a good idea. Yeah, there's room.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, send me an email or call one of the agents on Monday. They can give you more details.
Okay, thanks so much.
Perfect.
Thanks, Barb. We're going to jump over to Dean in Pewaukee. Good morning, Dean. We hear you've been on a cruise.
Good morning. Yes, we have. We actually were out on the first cruise, Royal Caribbean, the Adventure of the Seas, on June 12th out of Nassau.
Okay, so we should preface this, Dean, by telling everybody that when it looked like the cruise ships weren't going to be able to sail out of U.S. ports. Royal Caribbean, a parent company of the Celebrity Edge that's going out of Port Everglades today, decided they were going to do some crazy things by flying out, sailing out of either St. Martin or Nassau, or in some cases, Bermuda. So you took advantage of the Nassau departure.
We sure did, and it was just a fantastic experience. It was something totally different. We love cruising and been on a lot of them, but this was kind of unlike any of the others. Of course, having to fly into Nassau and without a terminal there, we actually did our check-in for the cruise at the Hilton and they did a fantastic job there. Royal Caribbean had prepped the staff there and hired all the locals to do the check-ins. We had an antigen test prior to actually getting on the ship. Everyone was required to have a COVID vaccine, as well as the crew. And so we were 100% vaccinated as far as the ship was. There was only 1,068 of us on a ship that normally holds about 3,500, 3,600 people.
Wow.
So they're definitely limiting capacity substantially on the ships, and I think in the foreseeable future as well. But it was quite unique. It was quite unique. One, flying into Nassau, of course, we had to get a visa for the Bahamian government prior to going in, but that was extremely easy. It was only $40. You had to supply your vaccination card, answer a few simple questions, and destination, where you were staying, that type of thing. They were able to turn that visa around in probably 15 minutes, and then you had to submit your $40 payment, but that also included insurance in the event that you did come down with COVID. The government there was then providing for coverage for you to get out of the country and that type of thing. So, but as far as Royal Caribbean and the job that they did on the cruise, it was unbelievable. We were fortunate enough, we had the rest of our family, our two children with us as well, older children, so not younger ones, so they were fully vaccinated, but being the big cruise aficionados that we are, first ones on the ship, and so it was quite an experience. So being able to walk on the ship and be the first one on after about 15 months, we walked down the promenade, and the cheers and the celebrations from the crew were amazing. They were just ecstatic about finally seeing a face other than looking at fellow crew members after this long. And it was the same type of experience in whatever venue you went into, whether it be the Windjammer, their buffet area, or the casino, or the shows, or the specialty dining. Everybody was just ecstatic and welcomed you with open arms.
Dean, can I ask, did you feel like your experience, since you've cruised so much, was compromised in any way on this particular sailing?
No, I really don't, Rose. It was just a different type of experience. I mean, it was unusual to be on a ship and there was nobody else there. Now, we like Royal Caribbean's Oasis-class ships, which for people that aren't familiar are their largest ones that hold 600 to 6,500 people. But we've never even felt crowded on those ships because there's so many different venues, and so they're able to distribute the people. So regardless of the size of the ship, they do a very good job of that. This one was a little unusual in the sense that you could be in certain areas, and, I mean, you wouldn't see anybody else even walking by for an extended period of time. You know, when they're running at less than a third of capacity,
sure,
it was a little unusual. But, of course, you never had any waiting time for any of the restaurants or that type of thing. The other interesting thing, the buffet, the Windjammer on those ships, they're only open for breakfast and lunch. They're not open for dinner.
Okay.
And we were told they're not going to open up for dinner until they get to 65% capacity, just because there's enough other, you know, options.
Sure.
For, you know, that type of thing.
Well, thank you so much, Dean, for sharing, and thank you for being brave and doing it for the rest of us so that you can share your experiences. And keep on traveling. That's my mantra today. Keep on traveling.
Well, actually, we are, because we're going out this Friday on the Freedom of the Seas, which will be their Royal Caribbean's first sailing, you know, out of this country, other than, of course, their sister line Celebrity. But the Freedom of the Seas will be their first domestic launch, and so we're sailing this Friday and looking forward to spending 4th of July on Coco Cay, and I guess they've promised us a spectacular fireworks show that evening, so we're
nice.
Looking forward
Beautiful.
To it.
Report back. We'd love to hear, Dean. Thanks.
Certainly will. Have a great day.
Have safe travels. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Going to take a break. We'll be back. It looks like Ed in Menominee Falls has a question for us. Hang with us, Ed. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Is that a juice harp I'm hearing?
Wow, 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 wow.
It is the Fox World Travel Show. Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray, taking your questions on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. 855-616-1620. Ed was kind enough to hang on through the break with us, so let's get right to him in Menominee Falls. Good morning, Ed. What's your question?
Good morning, Dayton. Good morning, Rose. Rose, a couple questions. We have a deposit down on a cruise with Carnival in February. It's going to be our 20th wedding anniversary. What's your position on travel insurance, you know, doing the travel insurance on the cruise?
Yep. So it's at this critical state in our world, we always recommended it. We highly recommended it. Now I can't even imagine going without it. So what the best advice I can give you about being discerning about which policy you choose is look at what Carnival is offering you. Their insurance is going to be different than the other insurance companies that are out there. We at Fox World Travel do Travel Guard, but there's Allianz, there's Barclay, there's TravelX, there's lots of insurance companies out there. It's important to look through the policy and find out what is covered and what you're hoping to cover. And then also make sure that you are understanding the difference between a covered reason and a non-covered reason. Because I don't feel like going is not a covered reason. Certainly sickness, death, health issue. The covered reasons are even crazy things like my business, the company that I've worked for 10 years went out of business and I'm no longer employed. My traveling companion is sick. You know, there's all kinds of great coverage for covered reasons. But as we proceeded through the whole pandemic situation and we had people that said, my trip, my cruise, my tour, whatever it was, is still going, but I don't feel comfortable going. That's not a covered reason in many cases. And so you need to do your due diligence and figure out what do I expect from this insurance policy.
Gotcha. Can I throw one other quick question at you, please?
Sure.
As part of our trip, we are going to drive to Tampa rather than fly to Tampa because we have friends in Tampa and some friends we're going to stop along the way. I'm assuming that when we get there for the day of the cruise, there is a way for us just to drive up in a parking lot available that will then get us to the ship and board and all of that type of stuff.
There is. There's probably a charge at that parking lot like you would pay at an airport. But
sure.
It's about that kind of cost. So, yes, indeedy, there are places to park at the ports. Yep.
Very good. Thank you.
Enjoy your cruise and happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Ed. Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We're down to the final segment already, Rose. We have one last break here, and we do have a few questions left on the text line we'll try to get to. But if you want your questions, now's the time to get them in. 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on 620 WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray this morning. Going to be a high of 79 today. Currently at 67, rain out there. Be ready for that. Bring an umbrella with you. Or just plan on getting away from it all and enjoying it. We were talking travel insurance right before the break, and we got a text in that says, does travel insurance cover a travel company going bankrupt?
Yep. So what you need to do is when this, once again, this is where you do your research. This is once again where you use a travel professional. There always is a list of travel companies that will not be covered. It's usually obscure airlines in Asia or a cruise line that I've never heard of that's sailing in, you know, the Galapagos or something like that. That particular travel insurance company has done their research and figured out that these people are in financial stress. They've had too many complaints about them, whatever it might be. If you buy the insurance and you haven't looked on that list and your company is that you're traveling with is on that list, you're not covered. But if you are traveling with somebody and they're not on that list and that company would go bankrupt, yes, you are covered. This is a good argument for why you take independent insurance and not the vendor insurance in some cases, because if the vendor itself goes bankrupt and they were the ones supporting that travel insurance company, how does that work? So right. Sometimes it's better to just have a completely separate travel insurance policy that you did not buy through the vendor.
Okay, good to know. Let's jump over to the phone lines. Mike on from Elm Grove, how are you and what's your question?
Good morning. Hi, Rose.
Hi.
The question I have is I want to go to Roatan, Honduras.
Okay.
Half for humanitarian reasons and half for vacation. I know it's been kind of locked down. Do you have any information on Roatan?
I do know that they still are under the curfews. Have you been following along kind of with what's happening in the country in general?
Trying to.
Yeah. It looks like they've still got the curfew fuse in place. And it's not horrible. It's, you know, from late in the evening until early morning. So, you know, going out and partying is probably not going to be a opportunity for you. But it looks to me like if you have the tests to Tegucigalpa, San Pedro Sula, a couple of other places are, you know, allowing you to come in with the proper negative test and then the proper test to come back. The best place to find that is on the usembassy.gov website and find out what is happening there. So it's HN, because it's Honduras, .usembassy.gov. hn.usembassy.gov, and that's where you will find your most up-to-date information on requirements for Honduras.
Perfect. Okay, thank you.
You're
so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mike. All right, Rose, we have a few minutes left. Let's hit up what we need to hit up.
All right, so we've got the big show, It's About Time, which is happening Sun and Fun June 29th. So you only have a couple more days before that's actually happening. Start time is 6 p.m. We'll try to make it 1 hour and talk all things all-inclusive vacations. Also, for those of you who listened last week, Jeff Wagner was on with us. Thank you, Jeff, for joining us. It did what we intended it to do. It sparked people. We're getting bookings, more bookings on Jeff's sailing to Paris to Normandy, and that's happening in September. So if you want more information about his trip or my Ireland trip or our Switzerland trip or Colleen's Poland trip or Alaska or any of our group vacations, foxworldtravel.com. Under the travel tab, you will find vacation travel. Fox Group Vacations is where you find all that information. And I do not want to sound like a pushy salesperson, but I'm telling you, these trips are booking quickly. People want to go, whether it's the end of 21 or beginning 2022. People are booking like crazy. Our Alaskas are selling quickly. The Ireland is about half full. My Rhine and Moselle is about a third full. So for those people who are looking to get something on the books, to have that glorious feeling of knowing that travel is on the horizon, now's your chance to do that.
Part of the best part of traveling is looking forward to the traveling,
it is.
Too.
Ooh,
so getting
I
it on the calendar,
yeah.
And then having it to go, yes, we are doing this. I can't wait.
Now that's I want to look at my part. Ship. Now I want to look at
right.
some excursions. Now I want to look at the destination. I want more information. It is definitely a big, big part of that. So the good news about Hawaii helps us with our Hawaii trip that's happening February 28th, if you're interested in that. So stay tuned. More information about the big July sale we've always had. Can't wait to see you or hear from you on our June 29th Fun and Sun, and I'll be around next week.
Quick question on those web events that you guys do.
Yeah.
If I sign up for it and I can't make that specific time, do I get a link afterwards that I can watch it?
100%.
Okay.
Best thing you can possibly do. Would we like you to be online? Sure. But if you just plain can't make it and you sign up, we will send you an email saying, sorry, you missed it. Here's a link to the recorded version.
So if you can't be there sitting at 6 o'clock on Tuesday,
yep.
Still sign up because you'll get the information sent to you.
Precisely.
Perfect. Appreciate it. Always a good hour with you. If you didn't get your question answered today, We'll be back again 9 o'clock next Saturday. It's Dayton Kane, Rose Gray. The Fox World Travel Show is wrapping up. Danny Clayton and the crew with Annex Wealth Management in next with Money Talk after we get an update from Alex Crow in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.